Good evening. You're listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. And every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10, we bring you some of the finest in modern mainstream jazz. We hope you'll stick around tonight and every Sunday night for some swinging sounds. Tonight, our highlight artist is Mishawaka, Indiana's gift to the jazz world, trumpet man Connie Condoli. And Connie had a vast repertoire over the years, and in fact, his brother Pete Condoli was a rather famous trumpet player too, who worked in the Woody Herman Band. But Connie was moved back and forth between the Herman Big Band and the Kenton Big Band in the early 50s, gigged around and did a lot of studio work in movie studios. He also was a member of the Terry Gibbs Big Dream Band out in L.A. He was in the Mulligan Big Band. And then finally he had a long-running gig on the Johnny Carson Show and Doc Severin's band in the trumpet section. And finally he spent many years with the Shelly Man Quintet at Shelly Man's Manhole. So we're going to sample some of his recorded artistry over the years. We're going to start out with an album called Powerhouse Trumpet, cut on a small independent Bethlehem label in 1955. It included Connie on trumpet, Bill Holman on tenor sax, Lou Levy on piano, Lawrence Mirabal on drums, and Indianapolis's finest Leroy Vinegar on bass. This is a little thing called Toots Suite.
Thank you.
Swinger was called Toot Sweet, written by the tenor man on that particular track, Bill Holman, from our highlight artist Bethlehem album, Powerhouse Trumpet. We also had Lou Levy there on piano, Lawrence Merrillville on drums, and Leroy Vinegar on bass. All right, Al, what's on your playlist?
Well, first up, we're going to hear from a group led by Bobby Gordon, a clarinetist. It's from an Arbor CD entitled Bobby Gordon Plays Bing. And in addition to Bobby on clarinet, we'll hear from Peter Eklund on trumpet, Dan Barrett on trombone, Scott Robinson on tenor, Keith Ingham on piano, Marty Gross on guitar, Greg Cohen on bass, and Hal Smith on drums. They're going to do a tune written by Bing and Harry Barris entitled From Monday On. Thank you. was From Monday On, a tune written by Bing Crosby and Harry Burris. And it featured Bobby Gordon on clarinet, Peter Eklund on trumpet, Dan Barrett on trombone, Scott Robinson on tenor sax, Keith Ingham on piano, Marty Gross on guitar, Greg Cohen on bass, and Hal Smith on drums. That was from an Arbor's Records CD entitled Bobby Gordon Plays Bing.
Continue to highlight the trumpet artistry of Connie Condoli, Mishawaka's finest. We're going to move to another Bethlehem album that he cut in the late 50s called West Coasting. And this is an old standard, Fine and Dandy. And this is just a quartet with Connie Condoli out in front on trumpet, Max Bennett on bass, one of the finest bassmen on the West Coast at that time, Claude Williamson on piano, the same reputation, and Stan Levy on drums. This is Fine and Dandy. Temple Rock of an old standard, Fine and Dandy, done by the Connie Condoli Quartet. Of course, that was Connie on trumpet, Max Bennett on bass, Stan Levy on drums, and Claude Williamson on piano. That's a Bethlehem album that was cut in the late 50s.
Well, next we'll hear from a big band led by drummer Barrett Deems. Barrett had an interesting career, spending it with the likes of Joe Venuti, Jimmy Dorsey, Red Norvo, Mosey Spanier, Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden. But he spent his most of his later years is gigging around Chicago with many of the musicians that are in this band. In this selection, we'll hear, this is an 18-piece group, and we'll hear solos from Lauren Binford on trombone, Barry Winograd on baritone sax, Michael McLaughlin on trumpet, and Barrett on drums. And they're going to do Gene Krupa's tune, Drum Boogie.
Thank you.
And it was Drum Boogie, a tune written by Gene Krupa and performed there by the Barrett Deems Big Band. You heard solos from Lauren Binford on trombone, Barry Winograd on baritone sax, Michael McLaughlin on trumpet, and some conservative licks there by Barrett on drums. That was from Delmark CD.
We're going to continue our salute to Connie Condoli, the trumpet man out of Mishawaka. And this is on a Lone Hill CD. It's a reissue of an LP, but the liner notes don't really tell us where what the original recordings were, but they were cut back in Hollywood and New York between 54 and 56. And for some of you who were jazz fans, you'd remember that Downbeat had a weekly magazine that covered the jazz and big band scene. And every week they would have a blindfold test and they would play various records for a jazz musician and not tell him who it was or what the tune was. And then they would ask him what he thought it was after the music was played. It was called the blindfold test. So Shorty Rogers, the trumpet player out of the West Coast, wrote a tune called the blindfold test number one. And here we have Connie Condoli on trumpet, Charlie Mariano on alto sax, Marty Page on piano, Monty Buttwig on bass, Stan Levy on drums, and as a ringer, they put in one of the few jazz musicians that played French horn, and that was John Gross. And so let's listen to the blindfold test number one.
Thank you.
a bored fade on the Blindfold Test number one, a Shorty Rogers composition and arrangement, cut between 54 and 56, and some fine solo work there beside our highlight artist of the week, Connie Condoli, Charlie Mariano on alto sax, and a neat little French horn romp by John Grass.
Well, next we'll hear from a group dubbed the Fletcher Henderson All-Stars. This is from an LP on the Jazz Tone label entitled The Big Challenge. And this group was set up in a contest atmosphere with both the soloists and the trumpets instruments paired against each other. And so on trumpets, we'll hear from Rex Stewart and Cootie Williams. On tenor saxes, we'll hear from Bud Freeman and Coleman Hawkins. On trombones, we'll hear from Lawrence Brown and J.C. Higginbotham. And the rhythm section is Hank Jones on piano, Billy Bauer on guitar, Milt Hinton on bass, and Gus Johnson on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Rex Stewart entitled I Knew You When.
Thank you.
And was that was I Knew You When, a tune written by Rex Stewart and performed there by the Fletcher Henderson All-Stars, Rex Stewart and Cootie Williams on trumpets, Bud Freeman and Coleman Hawkins on tenor saxes, Lawrence Brown and J.C. Higginbotham on trombone, and the rhythm section was Hank Jones on piano, Billy Bauer on guitar, Bill Hinton on bass, and Gus Johnson on drums. That was from a Jazz Tone LP released in 1957 entitled The Big Challenge.
Next up on our spotlighting the trumpet artistry of Connie Condoli, we're going to do something from his album West Coast Wailers, cut on the Atlantic label in August of 55. And this ensemble is somewhat close to the ensemble we heard on the original track tonight, Powerhouse Trumpet. It's got Connie on trumpet, Bill Holman on tenor sax, Lou Levy on piano, Indianapolis' finest, Leroy Vinegar on bass, and as a matter of fact, Mishawaka's finest, Connie Condoli on trumpet, Lawrence Maribel on drums. This is a great little standard that you don't hear very often. Comes Love. We'll be right back. Johnny Condole on trumpet. Also, we had Bill Holman there on tenor sax, backed up by a fine rhythm section of Lou Livia on piano, Leroy Vinegar on bass, Lawrence Melville on drums. And that's a tune called Come Love. What's next on the agenda, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Cal Jader. And this is from a jazz tone LP entitled Delightfully Light, which is a compilation of different groups. This particular group has Cal on vibes, Vince Guaraldi on piano, Eugene Wright on bass, and Al Torrey on drums. And they're going to do a Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer tune entitled Blues in the Night. Thank you. And that was Blues in the Night, featuring Cal Jader on vibes, Vince Guaraldi on piano, Eugene Wright on bass, and Al Torre on drums. That was from a Jazz Tone LP released in 1957 entitled Delightfully Light.
Well, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, for a better part of the last hour. And I'm your co-host, Kent Lundquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We're going to take a short break for the news at the top of the hour. It's only about 5 minutes, and we'll be back for approximately another 55 minutes of fine swinging sounds. So we hope you'll stick around and after the news. Going to close it out with our highlight artist, Connie Condoli, along with Bill Holman on tenor sax, doing a Romberg Hammerstein classic, Lover Come Back to Me.